Welcome to the Daily Canon Podcast.
Chaos Theory, Arsenal's new plan. This post was written by Matthew Wade, is read by Lee Hurley, and first appeared on dailycanon.com. So, another week has come and gone, and less makes any sense aboard the good ship Arsenal. On the pitch, Arsenal put in a kind of brainless, limp performance under pressure that has been the team's recent theme. The reaction to going three down appeared to be a collective, what's the point? That's certainly how I felt watching it, rudderless, lost and demotivated. The players' collective lack of pride meant that Neil Swarbrick's refusal to give Arsenal a cast iron penalty and continued indulgence of the Poulos patented tackle to hurt, which led to Sanchez's injury, went largely unmentioned. Because everything we saw at the weekend, we've seen before. Apparently Bayern, PSG, Real Madrid, Chelsea, Man United, Liverpool and City have all changed managers since Arsenal last won away at a top 8 side in the league. Admittedly, that doesn't count for much time, but it's still long enough to be a concern. And more importantly, we seem to hit the same problems at the same time every single year. Only this time, with our poorest league run since pre-Wenger, it's worse than it's been in a generation. For months, the players have increasingly looked like a group of people uncertain regarding what they're trying to do and why, and who lack the gumption to formulate their own solutions in times of difficulty, which sounds a lot like the current board. Apart from the slightly less Hillwood-esque Sir Chips Keswick releasing a holding statement that sounded as detached as his name would imply, their silence has been deafening. While one can understand a reluctance to comment directly on the question of the manager's future, despite that being what everyone wants, now would be a very good time to release some sort of comment about the long-term strategy, structural evolution on the sporting side and succession planning at the club. However, they seem not only just as much in the thrall of Arsene as the players, but even more willing to hide behind him. It's one thing a few guys in their mid-20s whose professional careers have been gestated in the Wenger bubble, making bland comments when pressed. It's quite another for the spectacularly wealthy, experienced and successful men as our board, refusing to say anything. Again. Of course, quiet jurisprudence is a merit when the seas are calm and the ship is still on course, but none of these things apply now. In the vacuum of silent uncertainty, something will fill the void. With large sections of the fan base increasingly disillusioned and angry, and with the hitherto respectful press scenting blood, sensational stories and conspiracy theories are taking hold. If the farce of the competing plane banners at West Brom wasn't embarrassing enough, there are now wildfire rumours that the pro-Arsenal plane was organised by someone connected to Arsenal's press office or boardroom. While this strikes me as a rather unlikely story, the fact that such a political own goal could be seen as a plausible story tells you all you need to know about where we are at the minute. Uncertainty and conflicting information seems to be filling the vacuum with regards to the playing staff as well. Quite apart from the rumblings of the Alexis Sanchez story, which makes him look like a prima donna, the rest of the squad look soft and touchy and the manager look weak and indecisive. We have rumours that Oxlade-Chamberlain has lost faith in both the club and the club's desire to keep him. There's also wildfire speculation about the limited availability of Mesut Ozil as late, although this subsided whenever he didn't play for Germany. With so many leaks, counter-leaks and the proliferation of entirely made-up news, it's almost impossible to know what to believe, which inevitably leads people to choosing whatever story echoes their fears, hopes and prejudices. Meanwhile, the club, in their attempts to appear in control by not dignifying speculation with comment, are doing nothing to counter a situation that is festering. Of course, all this comes back to the manager and the uncertainty around his future. Until there is some indication beyond purely speculatory, it's impossible for the fans, players or indeed the club employees to resolve any of the above issues or fully commit to the current setup. While it might appear to external viewers that the manager calling it a day is pretty much a no-brainer, the comments of those closer to the situation would suggest that Wenger is not planning to go anywhere, at least not anytime soon. The implication is that the club is waiting for a good time to deliver some news that won't be popular. Certainly this would echo the flurry of news stories emerging in the last few days and would fit with Wenger's quotes about the top four not being a primary consideration when contemplating his future. The specificity and consistency of the message almost simultaneously put out across multiple news sources would suggest that someone has been briefing the press. Is it the club trying to soften the blow of a decision already made? Is it someone trying to stir up more protest to put pressure on the manager? We just don't know. The problem with the postponement of announcing Wenger's stay in the hope of better days on the horizon would be that the uncertainty and fan discontent has created an environment that isn't conducive to improved performances anytime soon. The reaction to a contract renewal would be bad now, but imagine how it's going to be received after another month of disappointing results, leaks of player discontent and more protests. Of course, there are risks in announcing a decision now if he's decided to leave, particularly when it comes to maintaining squad motivation and unity, and it puts the club possibly in a weaker position when it comes to meeting with potential candidates to replace him. However, with the team's form through the floor and issues within the squad, perhaps these risks are less relevant. Whatever the truth of the situation, either the manager or the board, or both, are doing the club and its support a massive disservice by not announcing what the decision is and doing it immediately. As such, it seems increasingly likely that the intention is for Wenger to stay. To do so under the circumstances might be seen as brave from both parties, certainly in their own eyes, or it may be seen as cowardly from both parties in the eyes of an ever-increasing number of observers and supporters. What I will say is that if the manager is planning to stay in place, both he and the board had better have some bloody good aces up their sleeve to prevent the next 2 years from becoming unbearable. Fan pressure would be enormous and constant, and a repetition of the same mistakes would likely start hurting attendances in a major way, quite apart from the impact on the team's fortunes. Perhaps if a 1 year contract renewal was announced in tandem with some long overdue restructuring and in the context of a clear long term plan and maybe even an impressive pre-arranged summer signing, the more optimistic members of the fan base may show some patience. If not, I might avoid the Arsenal online world for a while, and many will start avoiding the team as a whole altogether. If you like this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, and it really helps us out if you could leave a review in iTunes or with whatever podcast app that you're using. Recommend us to a friend. Check us out on dailycannon.com and say hello on Twitter @dailycannon. Thanks very much.